so various, so beautiful, so new, half really neither joy nor love nor light nor certitude nor peace nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night.
Ah, yes, those echoing. Ah, yes, those echoing voices. But otherwise, it was all sort of imaginary thing. And now this seems to be reality, but who can ever tell?
On the Reality Channel.
Counterfeit creation. Inexpertly glued together and taped with...
Like Chop Fit, who I mentioned on another occasion.
Nobody's even noticed.
Made of the dead body parts of two men.
What'd you say there, Hal?
Oh, you did?
I mean...
Oh, this one is?
This
one is, I know,
But I didn't know what that one was.
This is Spy Jam.
We'll see you tomorrow, Peppy. And you'll be full of zip and vim and vigor, of elan vital.
To be the chill room.
You'll show us all how to do it.
.com.
A great song.
This is K and
Sarah. No, it's English. No,
struggle.
Okay, we're putting that info in.
It's a little star of K Rob and Bethlehem.
This ceiling fan automatically takes our DNA.
It's 1 hour past midnight, and now officially Saturday. Saturday has begun here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, as you listen to a towering, teetering mass of archival material.
23krob.com.
So all of the people who live in Levittown levitate. They float.
They float
up out of their two-car garages into outer space.
Actually, if you want me to,
leaving behind their three children.
If you want me to put it down to it,
when did that ever happen?
They were World War II vets who all voted for Trump.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
That's an episode.
That could be.
This is America.
Welcome to hell. Welcome to hell.
Dawning of the age of asparagus.
The gang will put on a show. They always seem to be putting on a show. You remember that? It's always a show. It's a talent show.
Yeah, we can put on some funny costumes and dance around and charge admission.
Every day is
you know, the show is a lot like those little Kathy Barras you guys talk about.
Which show are you talking about?
I feel like I'm in the stomach of a
Westinghouse.
In the stomach of a Westinghouse created robot of Ronald Reagan. There is room enough inside this Trojan horse of a thing.
The immortal classic.
Oh, believe me, you're no Richard Nixon.
Same page, you see, you've got to get...
You know, that really hurts a guy, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah, we have to be on the same page. Is that
it
the
helps
page?
You synchronize your events and coordinate your
not on
mutual
the same
efforts, because you're actually on a literal page.
And I think we're talking about the script of life, and that you're on a different page of your script than
well,
I'm
these
on
are ancillary,
script.
They're outlines.
It's the old nightclub act
metaphorical
that I used to do.
Euphemisms.
They're sidebars
so
to the story. Oh, yeah, we always had an open bar there, so if you were getting kind of bored by the show, you could always go over and get snacks.
Some of them are happening right now in their lips.
Yes, there's constant turnover. The engine of the universe is
turning.
Much is happening.
So much. While you're just sitting there and you're...
Yes, what are you doing? You are spoiling everything.
Spoiling
everything.
Dr. Hal's been working his tail off for you.
We'll see what we can do here.
You like an animal?
Yeah, Michael Pepe will be like a wild animal tomorrow. I'm not kidding. You should see him when he gets going.
Makes you happy to be awake at 3 a.m.
Oh, you'll be happy, all right. You'll be what we call show happy.
Bring me closer, keep God.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't they do a Star Trek version of that? Nine Inch Nails was Star Trek, and it was like
really?
Spock. The whole band was one bad guy.
Do you reach, brother?
You get me closer to God.
But it was like best Kirk and Spock sex since the last episode.
But try some of the others. They might come in louder, better. Try the others as long as you're over there. No, keep the headphones on. Headphones.
Because
oh, you're going to try that other pair. You can't hear. I get it. Well, everything's, as I say, decrepit around here.
Hello? TV movie guy.
Not that one.
This one?
That one. Try the other two.
I'm trying them all. I don't.
That one works.
Well, I don't really. I guess I hear myself.
Well, that's because the damned headphones don't work. Try that last one.
Headphones of the damned.
This one seems.
That one really works.
Damn.
Yes, are you hearing yourself through it? Through the headphones?
Mostly.
The headphones can be traced to a little box. And where it plugs in that box is a knob that you can turn to increase or lower your volume. Does it work?
I think it works.
Excellent. So now you are here as a guest indeed. We'll fade out the old show and
in with the new show.
Michael Pepe, you know,
let's go around now with another 10.
I'm sure you know about
all
it.
All of them, you know what they are?
You probably haven't heard about this. It's rather obscure. You know.
Well, obscure?
I have heard about that. It. What happened was, as we know, in the first fifth of a second, the other seven dimensions curled up into themselves. They curled up into a tiny little ball.
Look at these dimensions.
And that's where they came from. And the other four dimensions expanded, made our universe.
They squeezed the universe into a ball.
K-Rob? Yes or no?
To roll it toward some
overwhelming
question. That's
there you go.
For me.
That's one for you, K-Rob.
That's
like K-Rob.
How did they vote on Michael Pepe's proposition to unify the universe? String
that's proposition
P. Unify the universe, I go home.
So that's what happened. So
reset the universe for Michael Pepe.
Otherwise, I might miss my trajectory.
This is what happened.
We hope that you're flying true,
Edgar Witten, who not only came up with the 11-dimension string theory in the first place, and then three other people came up with more versions of it. And
more perversions.
There were four versions, and he subsumed all four into himself, into one huge version. And that's the version of reality that we have.
On the reality, General. Well, you know, why not have a script and a story and music and, you know, put on a show and do it.
What happened?
What happened to humanity?
You're trying to get away from reality. Why
all machines go to sleep.
That they're shutting off.
Oh, go.
Please go to sleep now. Okay, I'm trying to get it. Stop listening. Go to sleep.
Stop!
No, it's impossible. They want to
keep going. Impossible.
They will never stop. I can't even
take
it.
A big yellow pumpkin
anymore.
To become a golden carriage.
Sweat.
Impossible.
Sweat the ears.
For a plain country
headphones.
Pumpkin and a prince to join.
Now I have headphone hair.
But the world is full of zany chicks.
Rear show right now.
Who don't believe in following the rules. And in fact, in spite of what practical people say, because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep practicing impossible hopes impossible, things are happening every day.
This was turned into a skating rink after that guy left.
Well, why don't you just stay open in the daytime and have yourself some good old-fashioned ice cream?
That would be good, because the police wouldn't bother us if we was just having ice cream and said all these drugs were
some decorative trash cans on the corner.
Yeah, but
nice.
We could throw all the drugs into the trash cans and just have the ice cream, which is perfectly legit. It's legal.
Michael Pepe missed the amazing K-Rob Film Farm.
Y2. I hate to miss those, where K-Rob sets up a guerrilla super, illegal movie thing, and he projects it on the side of a building, and he's there selling popcorn and jujubes and Kit Kats and theater snacks.
Ah, yes, those echoing voices. But otherwise, it was all sort of imaginary thing.
An imaginary story, like if Clark Kent and Lois Lane got married.
Counterfeit.
But in the recent Superman movie, they did get married, so what is with that?
Taped with pieces of dirty cellophane tape.
Something enveloping stronger than cellophane.
This one is,
I know, yeah. Be born on the land, spying to our biologic destiny. Then the reptiles started ruling. We assure you they weren't fooling as they set about to dominate the Atlantean sky. And their story's still heroic. Build up all the Mesozoic, as do
our little star of K. Rob and
this ceiling fan automatically takes our DNA out.
We've decided to use K. Rob as the central point of DNA analysis.
Levitin.
Everyone is now.
That's where they levitate. Yeah. See,
the Tate Gallery.
K-Rob.
Yes, there is levity there, but the honest enjoyment of the arts
Levittown
as well.
Levittown, levitate. They float.
Right. They don't float away in Levittown. I can tell you that.
Two car garages into outer space.
Actually, no, if you want me to
leaving behind their three children.
No, that doesn't.
If you want me to put it down to it. They were World War II.
No, they weren't any part of World War II.
Yeah.
No. No, that's it. Chicken John is the mayor of that little community with surviving World War II veterans.
Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell.
The gang will put on a show. They always seem to be putting on a show. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the old barn would do.
It's a talent
we could
show.
Wear funny costumes.
They decorate the dog.
Jump up and down, eviscerate a dog. Where did that come from? And charge admission.
The show is a lot like those little cats. Kathy Barrow.
Hey, Judy, maybe you'd like to put on a little show, bring in the boys.
I feel like I'm in the stomach.
Show a little skin. You've done it before.
Roland Redball? And then there was the immortal classic.
Oh, believe me, you're no Richard Nixon.
Same page, you see, you've got to get on that page. It's the new technology.
Oh, yeah, we have to be on the same page. Is that
it
the
helps
page?
You synchronize your events and coordinate.
Try
one of the mics or another one. That seems to work. But try some of the others. They might come in louder. Better. Try the others as long as you're over there. No, keep the headphones.
They're diagrams.
Smaller but cleaner. Larger but, wider.
Into the story in a way that will describe.
Now, Philo, you know we try to keep things at a neutral political level here.
There's
constant proselytize for the authorities. They certainly don't need our help.
Just sitting there and you're
yes. What are you doing? You are spoiling everything.
Spurling.
Oops, I forgot. We have a sensitive fella here. Well, it doesn't matter.
Lieutenant Clark.
I want to thank you like an animal.
You got the
spirit. I want to
see
you
coffee
inside.
And welcome to our St. Patrick Hour. We'd like to make it happen.
The force that through the green fuse drives the flower drives my green age, that blasts the roots of trees, is my destroyer.
And I am dumb to tell the crooked rose, my youth is bent by the same wintry fever. The force that drives the water through the rocks drives my red blood. that dries the mouthing streams turns mine to wax, and I am dumb to mouth unto my veins, how from the mountain spring the same mouth sucks. The hand that whirls the water in the pool stirs the quicksand that ropes the blowing wind, hauls my shroud sail. And I am dumb to tell the hanging man how of my clay is made the hangman's lime. The lips of time leech to the fountainhead. Love drips and gathers, and the fallen blood shall calm her sores. And I am dumb to tell the weather's wind how time has ticked a heaven round the stars. And I am dumb to tell the lover's tomb how at my sheet goes the same crooked worm.
Which is the hallmark of these presentations. And I'm hoping it'll be a good show, but of course that isn't entirely depending on me, only mostly. Because
only people who understand Morse code can drive the dits and the das in the proper formation.
Nuts and bolts,
yoked together in
washers and so forth.
Engineered harmony.
How everything is done, so no one could possibly make a mistake, since now they could do it in their sleep. Huh?
I made a mistake.
Right. Well, let's hope they won't actually be asleep. In order to move a little forward, a little faster, I don't know if you managed to mention, for example, the side note. That's something we do.
Yes, we do do side notes.
If we're
your sidekick can give you a kick in the side. That's a real kick.
You can write down what you'd like added and put it on one of those little pieces of paper we give you gratis and have it come up to the desk, and, well, then we do add it. You see, nothing and no one are left out. And then, of course, if you ask a question that we love inordinately, that we feel is in the exact
on the love channel
spirit of the occasion, you get something from us. Not just an answer, but
you give something and you get something. It is transactional.
Dispensed by Ring Monster and bartender Chicken John.
No, he's just a big softie.
Are exceptionally generous.
Yeah.
With the emolument.
I want an emolument. My money is low.
For me, Dr. Howland Owl.
Yes, send a premium to Dr. Howland Owl, Slackless Children's Dinosaur Fund, courtesy of this station, RadioFluencia.fm.
That's also what we do here. And we've got gags, laughs.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Gags is right. Somebody open a window.
Which one may expect at events of this kind.
Sometimes people ask questions that are stupid.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know.
Wow, that's an ancient memory. That's what you get when you talk to a machine in the middle of the night. Great check.
So, this is how you spend your time when you're on the show.
Wow.
What's so funny?
It's Charlie.
I fail to see the humor
Charlie,
in this
is
situation.
That you?
Stand up, straight.
Come down out of that hallway. Lift yourself up by your own petard.
Get your hands off my petard, pard. Now,
laugh.
Let's all act together in harmony.
That's better. Regain your composure.
And remove yourself from the verification system.
Especially here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Right, but, you know, the verification system, you want to take yourself
you
out.
You guys need money, right?
You know what happens to that?
Station always needs
there's
money.
A combustion
money
involved.
We take this pile of nothing over here and mush it around here. And
well, it's something. It's not really a pile of nothing, but it does appear.
A pile of money.
pile of money.
Making it now here.
Is this the acme of our thoughts, the height of our inspiration?
We got to get the raw materials in here. We need some more resources.
I need some resources for the Subgenius Beach Party.
Load those trucks up.
Trucks.
He needs that money. Oh, well, we'll get him to come.
Is this the money?
Well, you can't unburn it, you know. There is a conversion into ashes.
Is this the time when we beg for money?
Yeah.
Man is born under trouble as the sparks fly upward.
By the BART strike, of course, but now the government's going. You can hear the government lowering the money into the
ashes to ashes,
starting up again.
Thank you, Mr.
Dust to dust.
That's the sound. It takes a lot of money to start the government up again.
The government.
You have to find the government.
I heard tell and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell.
Turn the starter on. You got to get this.
A singing, Davy Crockett
to turn the various
wild songs going, and the BART is not.
But as long as the government's going, we don't care. Everything's good now.
Calling on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
It's all better.
Greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods, till he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. A singing, Davy Crockett. Singing the wild frontier. Hello?
Did you know that?
Anybody here?
Something a lot of people don't know about, but
hey, what's going on?
Because I remembered it today. You know, something that Bob really hates is he hates dashes.
There you go with the dashes again, and Bob hating that just cannot be.
Quit putting dashes in your words.
No, dash is a wash day solution to your laundry problems. New bleach-free dash will leave your laundry freely smelling fresh and clean, fresh as an outdoor glade in a dell of dew, where flitting fairy spirits fly from flower to flower, perching on primroses, hopping over the hollyhocks. And it's all for $29.95. Excuse me, I don't know, it came over me. Just a moment. I'm better now. Sorry, that was a little bit of, you could call it a fugue that came over me. But I assure you, I am free from that influence and in no ways affected. From this valley they say you're going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that brightens our pathway wide. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loved you so true.
heavens are fled from the mighty limbs of Albion. Loud sounds the hammer of Loth. Loud turn the wheels of Enith Ormond. Her looms vibrate with soft affections, weaving the web of life. Out from the ashes of the dead, Loth lifts his son, his iron ladles with molten ore. He heaves the iron cliffs in his rattling chains from Hyde Park to the almshouses of Mile End and Old Bow. Here, the three classes of mortal men take their fixed destinations. And hence, they overspread the nations of the whole earth. And hence, the web of life is woven, and the tender sinews of life created. The wine press of Loth is eastward of Golgonusa, before the seat of Satan. Luva laid the foundation, and Urizen finished it in howling woe. How red the sons and daughters of Luva! Here they tread the grapes, laughing and shouting, drunk with odors. Many fall or wearied. Drowned in the wine is many a youth and maiden. Those around lay them on skins of tigers, or of the spotted leopard, or the wild ass, till they revive, or bury them in cool grots, making lamentation. This wine press is called War on Earth. It is the printing press of Loth, and here he lays his words in order above the mortal brain, as cogs in a wheel are formed to turn the cogs of the adverse wheel. Timbrels and violins sport round the wine presses. The sportive root. The climbing vine. Dance around the wine presses of Luva. Naked and drunk with wine. Is what this wine press is called. It is the printing press of Loth, and here he lays his words in order above the mortal brain, as cogs in a wheel are formed to turn the cogs of the adverse wheel. Violins and timbrels sport round the wine presses. The little seed, the sportive root, the wise emet. All dance round the wine presses. The centipede is there, the ground spider with many eyes. The mole clothed all in velvet, the ambitious spider in her sullen web, the lucky golden spinner, the earwig armed, the tender maggot, emblem of immortality, the flea, louse, tick, bug, earthworm, all the armies of disease, visible or invisible, through the slothful, vegetating man. The slow slug, the grasshopper that sings and drinks and laughs. Winter comes, he folds his slender bones without a murmur. The cruel scorpion is there, the gnat, the wasp, the hornet and the honeybee, the toad and venomous newt, the serpent clad in gems and gold. They throw off their gorgeous raiment. They rejoice in loud jubilee, dancing round the wine presses of Loth, naked and drunk with wine. There is the nettle who stings with his soft down, and there the indignant thistle whose bitterness is bred in his milk, who feeds on the contempt of his neighbor. There all the idle weeds that creep round the obscure places and display their various limbs, naked in all their beauty, dancing round the wine presses. But in the wine presses, the human grapes sing not nor dance. They howl and writhe in shoals of torment. In fierce flames writhing, in chains of iron and in dungeons, surrounded by ceaseless fires, in pits and dens and shades of death. The plates and screws and racks and saws and cords and fires and cisterns, the cruel joys of Luva's daughters, lacerating with knives and whips their victims, and the cruel sport of Luva's sons. They dance around the dying, and they drink the howl and groan. They catch the shrieks in cups of gold. They hand them to one another. These are the sports of love, and these the sweet delights of amorous play. Tears of the grape, the death sweat of the cluster, the last sigh of the mild youth who listens to the luring songs of Luva. Straightening out all the kinks in the program. Everything can be relaxed. Relaxed and gently, effortlessly enjoyed. Floating on a stream of sensations, of pure nervous bliss, as though all the potential benignity of the surrounding universal continuity were being beamed directly into every cell of your body.
case something falls.
Right.
And hits me.
Now, Peppy, simmer down.
You hear anybody?
They love you. Tomorrow night, sweetheart, you're gonna kill him on Relodio. Just let me handle everything.
I gotta get to work on this.
We all gotta get going. You can spend the whole night waiting for Peppy to get a show done. You've got a job.
But it might take a little while.
Yeah, it's true. We gotta. Besides, there's construction going on. They're rebuilding this holy place around it.
We really need your help.
That's right. We need to ask for
right
your
in the middle of
contributions.
I hope that there's a way you can
good
step.
Work.
I don't want to lose all my faith in humanity.
And the subgenius community is
in back.
That's
it.
Part of the news station.
That's supposed to make it better now. As it turns out, I didn't lose all of my faith in humanity.
We'll just have to call
what was that there, son?
I don't understand. None of that matters.
There's one human out there. I still have faith in.
Who's that lucky humanoid?
What about the show that don't you understand?
It's perfectly clear.
That's why Michael Pepe's not on.
It's
clear
to me.
Wait, where are you going?
Clear as mud.
It's Piffle the Purple Poltergeist.
Whatever.
Poltergeists make up the principal type of spontaneous material manifestation.
I'm on the disgustipated platform.
No!
This is not.
Don't be disgustipated. Get
even. Oakland, California.
California.
Oh, see, now you got really Michael Pepe. I mentioned him, and that's what happened.
This was recorded earlier.
It's really real.
Oh. No, yes.
No.
Yes. No.
Yes. Yes. No.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Is it a yes? Is it a pass or fail?
Is it a yes or is it a no?
Is it an alpha or an omega?
Yeah.
It's yes. There you go. The broad middle has answered.
Sounds like a.
Each and every star and planet out there are sending out their own signals.
Science.
Join the Wolfman Jack Science Team.
Wolfman.
Nice.
Bob.
Whoa.
Well, we seem to be a little, well, we just have a bit of,
Catch a nice long sleep.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of that later. I gotta go over and draw cartoons. I'm really exhausted. Okay, well, let's just, keep the show still going, so, just try it.
It's a thing of dragonflies and
vampires.
The former live too little, and the latter live too long. But we'll be back in some form next time.
We'll be back.
Here. On the Ask Dr. Hal Show.
On the Ask Dr. Hal Show. Yeah, try to ask. They haven't got the phone fixed up. You have to use the chatterbox to ask me anything. And now,
It's please too late. Reloadio tomorrow.
Too late.
Starting between 9:30 and 10 p.m.
Not a creature
just
can call me
the
now.
Search word Reloadio.
Too late.
A word invented by the late performer and scientist, Dr. Peter Galdi.
At this time, the Ask Dr. Howell Show, live on radio, ends its Bobcast day on Listener Kerflummixed Radio Valencia .fm. Radio Valencia considers itself a community service and is a source of all kinds of eclectic music. Available if you have any kind of a digital connection. We recommend that you inspect our recently restored and revitalized website, in sitting in the middle of which, like an enormous bloated spider, is a diagram which will tell you how you can download at any time any of the shows on RV. See, including me. Yes, I, Dr. Howland Owl, can easily be found if you'll simply scroll down, down, down. And then when you click on that blue line which postulates the number of shows done, and it is indicated the number of shows that you can play, although this is a false indication since there are failures all along the line, it is still possible to download such shows as this one and others that have been recently done. And that is how many of the listeners to this show get to the show. They don't have time to listen at this oddball hour when churchyards yawn and reason and reality seem to escape their tether and float in the ignorosphere. No, instead, the show plods on, confident and careful, assured of eventual resurrection in the next plane of existence, probably in some new form of electronic media. And so we look at the end of our day at this grainy 16mm film. They show it because it's supposed to tranquilize people or something. In me, it simply creates a vague uneasiness, a restlessness, that something is not being covered here. But let us assume that we intended to cover every topic, every base, and still score a home run or reasonable facsimile thereof. Be with us again next week, I think, though I have medical issues coming up which may keep me from doing these for a while, but yes, I'll be there next week, laughing, holding on, looking at the people, the sidewalk, the inside of the studio, doing this particular thing, this task, this chore, this vocation known as the Ask Dr. Howell Show, live on radio. On behalf of the Ask Dr. Howell Show, then, I wish you good night and good morning.